Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 7th, 1957, the city masjid, or mosque, was opened at Sobers Lane in Bridgetown. According to Suleiman Bulbulia, most Muslims prefer the term masjid to mosque. It means place of prostration and refers to the Muslim practice of putting their foreheads on the ground in prostration as part of their worship. Originally known simply as the City Masjid, the building on Sobers Lane was later renamed the Medina Masjid, referring to Medina, the city of the Prophet in Saudi Arabia. As Bulbulia points out, the first Muslims in Barbados may have been enslaved persons from West Africa. But the emergence of a free Muslim community in the island dates to the arrival in Barbados of Muslims from the Indian subcontinent around 1910. The history of this community during the 20th century is celebrated in a book by Sabir Nakuda entitled Bengal to Barbados, A 100-Year History of East Indians in Barbados. The driving force behind the plan to establish the city masjid at Sobers Lane was Ibrahim Daguerre, president of the newly formed Barbados Muslim Association, who lived in the area. The association bought a wooden house and land on Sobers Lane from Martha Helen Graham in March 1950. Initially, this was used for prayer by local Muslims. However, Ibrahim Daguerre and Suleiman Teladir began collecting donations from local Muslims to build a formal house of worship on the site. The Muslim communities in Trinidad, Guyana, and Suriname also gave donations. The ornate new building that was built to replace the old wooden structure was made of limestone blocks from the local quarries, and it had steel frame windows and doors, with minarets on the roof. The building contained a prayer area, a place to wash before prayers, washroom facilities, and a place to conduct classes. According to Nakuda, when the formal ceremony was held to mark its opening on this day in 1957, a chartered plane brought about 80 Muslims from Trinidad to participate in the celebration. One unusual feature of the Medina Masjid is that the compound includes a residence for the caretaker, who is also the caller to prayer, or muezzin. The first muezzin was Anwar Ali, or Ali Chacha, as he was affectionately known. After loudspeakers were installed in the 1980s, his voice was a familiar sound in the neighborhood as he chanted the call to prayer in Arabic. His grandson, Samud Ali, became a well-known radio personality in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.